Ministry. Thank you for the opportunity again to open up the Word of God and be able to spend some time just talking about it, thinking about it, and hopefully you'll go along and process from the Word of God as you think through the Scriptures and then continue on in your day. I was reading James chapter 1. Pick it up in verse 5. If anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it'll be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like the wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose what he will receive anything from the Lord. He is double-minded, unstable in all of his ways. I've been thinking about the little phrase, if anyone who lacks wisdom, let him ask God. Anyone who lacks wisdom, let him ask God. And if you're reading or thinking about James chapter 1, you got this wisdom clause or phrase in the middle of trials. And so as you're going through a trial, are we going to be willing to ask the Lord for wisdom? We ultimately know, as you read on down through this passage, that the spiritual maturity is the goal of the individuals as you read this. So as James and the Holy Spirit are addressing individuals saying, hey, look, we know that life is a little bit hard, and we know that you're in the midst of a trial or a testing of your faith. That testing is going to be given to you in order to help you develop your faith, help you keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. And so he'll say this little phrase, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask God. So I was doing just a little bit of reading, and it was interesting to think about how many years God did certain things with certain people before you find them in a leadership position. It's almost just a good reminder that it takes time to build character. I was reading about, you know, God spent 25 years working in Abraham before he could, you know, give him the promised son. It's like 13 years for the life of Joseph. So it's interesting to think about. I was reading Wiersbe on that, and about people's lives, and then when did God place them in the place that he wanted them to be in before he opened the doors that he wanted for them, or you know, gave them the opportunity. And so it's just, I guess I don't think about spiritual maturity taking time. I don't think about when I'm in a trial, Lord, I'm asking you for wisdom. Sometimes I'm asking the Lord to get me out of the trial. Like, can we just end this? Like, I don't really want this right now. This doesn't, you know, make sense. And so I love this phrase, and I've been using it as I think about my relationship with Jesus. I just need wisdom. I need you to show me, in this situation, what do you want me to learn? How do you want me to respond? Do you want me to say anything or not say anything? What verse do you want me to turn to in the middle of what's going on, so that, one, it could be mostly encouragement for me? Is there a verse that you might want to give to someone else to help them grow in their relationship? So it's really the word that keeps coming back up to me is intentional. How am I intentional about my relationship with Jesus in the situations that I'm in? How am I intentional when I'm in a trial that I'm asking my Father for advice in order to navigate the trial, not get out of the trial? And so I hope as we get, 5, 4, 3, minutes. We're not dragging this out for a long time. So it's just little short blurbs of stuff. But I want you to think about your trials and ask the Lord to give you wisdom in the midst of that. Ask yourself, how can I be intentional in this? What is God trying to teach me? What is God trying to show me? What is God trying to develop in my life? What is God answering the prayer that I can trust you in, even though there's another trial coming? I'm going to be able to trust you and walk in that. So thought-provoking things for me this week, and so hopefully it'll be a thought-provoking for you as well as you take some time going back to the book of James, to a passage that's very, very familiar, but it's a lot of fun to think about, even though it's a familiar passage to you. So Jesus, help us to seek wisdom in the midst of the trials and circumstances that you are sending our way in order that we may grow and be mature. And we're not sure how the, you know, what the time frame is. We know about some of the other leaders. You think about Abraham and think about Joseph. And so, Lord, we just want to be sensitive to you that what you're putting in front of us, you want to help us grow in. Help us to do that wisely, open hands, open heart, as we walk with you. For your glory, Jesus, in your name we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great Friday.